and they will be encouraged and lifted up. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I've got practice the presence of God. Tossed up about that one, but it's been something that's been on my mind and on my heart for a long, long time, is God is with us all the time. And I sort of wonder sometimes if people realise how close God is. You know, I've spent years, I mean, I've all grown up in the church. I've Salvation Army officer for a number of years, so I've sort of known all of this. But to you know what it is, you know the teaching, you know it in your head, but do you know it in your heart? You know, it took me years to get to the point where I'm thinking, I want to be with Jesus all the time. I want to have his presence in me. And when I was in college, I actually picked up this book, Practicing the Presence of God, by Brother Lawrence. Whoops. Sorry, Brother Lawrence. Mind you, it wasn't that easy to read because it's written in old English. But it inspired me. And it's taken me years to actually get to anywhere near what Brother Lawrence was experiencing. I'm still not there. There are still days when I go through and I think, oh, yeah, hello, God, you're still here, good. But anyway, let's we'll move on. So the reading that God chose, this is all God. It's just all God. I was thinking about this, and then I was doing my daily devotion one morning, and this came up, and I thought, oh, thank you, Lord. This is what you want to people to hear. So it's from John chapter 14, starting from verse 15. And this is Jesus talking. He says, if you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, he said, but Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Really, so much in that passage of scripture. So much in there. And I haven't got time, and we haven't got time to go through everything, so I'm just going to pick pieces out of this. When I was I think it was this scripture, I'm not quite sure. But I do Every Day with Jesus devotional by Selwyn Hughes. Now, he's just a really great counsellor and minister and all sorts. You know, he's just... I was sort of sad when they said they weren't going to send their books anymore, but you can get them online. So, yay, we can still... But see, God wants to be with us. And this is a quote from Selwyn Hughes in one of his devotions. He said, "The Holy Spirit is always with us. If we are a Christian, then we have access to him 24/7. We may not be aware that he is there, but God's promises are true, and he has promised to always be with us." So, take that. God's promises that the Holy Spirit's always going to be with us. There's never going to be a moment when the Holy Spirit is not with us. So it doesn't matter what we're going through, the Holy Spirit knows. And this is one of the things I've come to accept and realise, that it's such a great blessing, is that the Holy Spirit knows everything about you. There's nothing in your life that the Holy Spirit doesn't know. So there's no need to hide anything from... In fact, you can't hide anything from the Holy Spirit. Because he already knows. Excuse me. So he knows when you need help, but he's just waiting for you to say, "Hey, Holy Spirit, I need help. Help me, guide me, strengthen me. Give me the words. Give me the direction. Light my path before me." He knows you better than you know yourself. And I think I need a drink. So you don't need to hide anything from God, because he's there. He knows you. He knows where he wants you to go. He knows the path that he wants you to take. He knows what you need to do in your life to be able to move to where he wants you to be, to what he has created you to be. Because each and every one of us has got a special purpose in God's plan. And the Holy Spirit is the one who knows that, and he wants to take you there. You've just got to realise that the Holy Spirit is there. He's with you. He's wanting to take you. And he's only a whisper away. Yeah, I'm getting out of my notes, but... Hey. And I think the next... Was it Romans 6? Is it Romans 8? Is that one? I think... Next reading, Romans 8, verse 26, and it says, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans." So even when we don't know what's going on and what we need to say to God, what we need to you know, we don't know how to express ourselves, which sometimes I get like that, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. You know, he intercedes with God for us when we don't know how to say, you know, what we need to say to God. He knows our heart. He knows God's heart. And he wants our heart to be in line with God's heart. So there's no need to be afraid of the Holy Spirit. Some people think that this God, Holy Spirit, is this thingy that floats around and, you know, is just something airy fairy like. But he's not. He's not. He's a person. He's the third person of the Trinity. You've got the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're three, all in one. He's a person. The thing that amazes me is that he can actually dwell in me and you. You know, it's... People try and explain. He said, I don't want to believe because I don't understand. I said, well, I don't understand either. That's what faith is. Faith is knowing that God's promises are true. It's faith is knowing that God is here and he's in me and he's in you. That's faith. If you could see it in black and white, it wouldn't be faith. It would just be fact. But because it's faith, you've got to trust. So there's that, you've got to trust God that he knows the best. He knows the best for you. I was thinking maybe I should go back and throw a little bit of light on, you know, was the Holy Spirit always around? Was God always there? Or was he only just recently? Is it just since Jesus that God's been with his people? But when you go back to Genesis, Adam and Eve, God used to walk in the garden. He wanted fellowship. He wanted relationship. He wanted to be with his people. And then you've got when the people of Israel, and Craig was talking about the people of Israel in the desert, in the wilderness a few weeks ago, and he's saying how much they grumbled, and I thought, they did. They grumbled all the time, the whole 40 years, they grumbled. But did God desert them because they grumbled? No. He was always there with them. He didn't leave them. He was always there in the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night. So God was there. He wanted to be with his people. You got in Deuteronomy 31, verses 6 to 8, this is God talking to Moses. He says, oh no, he's talking to the people of Israel. It says, be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, for the Lord your God goes before you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their ancestors to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid nor be discouraged. So first God was talking to the people, then he was talking to Joshua. God wanted to be with his people. So there's lots, as you follow through the Old Testament, there's evidence there where God wants to be with his people all the way through. So God, that's a precedent. He's already there. He's been there. He's done that. He still wants to be there. He still wants to do that. It's not finished yet. Yeah, and it might be a short message. But, yeah, okay. Yeah. The Holy Spirit, he wants to be with us. Now, he wants to comfort us. He doesn't want to come across as, you know, well, I'll just give you a bit of a whipping here and a bit of a, you know, backlash there, and he wants to strengthen you. He wants to encourage you. He wants to give you that peace that comes from Jesus. He wants to be with you. Now, you should know Gordon and I often go camping. And last year we went off and we were looking for the wildflowers over in WA. They were there, and we thought, oh, we got this camping spot. And it was getting late. And we had a look at the spot at this camping, the campground, and we thought, if that's the only spot there is, we can't even get our truck in that spot. So we thought, no. And I found this little spot. I thought, oh, look, out there, there's a little camping area right out off the main beaten track. We'll go and see if we can find that. 35 k's out of town. Now, off we go. I think, yeah, get up here. Getting dark, and we thought, can't find this place. Oh, there's a little track off there. Maybe we should go off there. So we went off there, and it was getting too dark to go any further. So we just pulled in, and we thought we'd just camp here. Anyway, doesn't get like this. But you know how you know things get in your mind, and you hear stories of people being attacked when they're out in the bush without. And I'm thinking, nobody knows where we are. And I thought, what happens if something happens to us? Nobody knows where we are. And I was getting really uptight. And even Gordon was, he was a bit concerned. Why, you don't normally like this. I said, well, no, but I just don't know why. But anyway, I thought, no. So I just thought, God, you're with me. You're with us. You know where we are. I can trust in you. We'll be all right. And I had a good night's sleep. And the blessings of God the next morning was absolutely amazing. We got up, Gordon got out, and he said, come and have a look at this. I walked out the tent, and there's, because we love orchids, of course, there's orchids on the ground, just outside the tent. And you go around the other side, and there's just a whole paddock of just wildflowers. It was just beautiful. So God just, he just loves to bless his people. Just loves to bless his people. So just an example out of my life that, God, the Holy Spirit cares, and you can trust him. You know that he's going to be there with you no matter what. So try to get to the end of this. Actually, no, I've got it. I actually asked for a song because, I mean, this song just gets to me. This song just gets to me. Every time I hear it, it just chokes me up. And it's, I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Over every heart and every mind. Everybody that you know, just speak the name of Jesus. For them to know Jesus, the presence of God in their heart. Because I know there is peace within your presence. I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. There's power. There's power in that name of Jesus. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom. Because your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to do. He wants to shine through every darkness. He wants to burn like that fire. He wants to put that fire in your heart so that it's obvious to everybody that there's something going on in your life and they want to know what it is. And that opens up the door, gives you that opportunity to tell people that it's because of Jesus who lives in my heart, the Holy Spirit. And I just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. I'm still struggling with this one. I still get very anxious sometimes. But God is helping me. I know that whenever I start to feel anxious, I should go to God and say, help, just help me get over this, get me get through this. Sometimes it works. Sometimes I just take it all back and say, I'm still anxious. Still a work in progress. But I can overcome it, I know, because I have the Holy Spirit and I have Jesus. And you can too. You can too. Yeah. Yeah. And I've got this, just something from Brother Lawrence to finish. Be aware to the Holy Spirit in the everyday. Do it all for the glory of Jesus. Work as though you are working for Jesus. If you love him, you will do your best for him. Yeah. Amen.
Thanks, Jean. That was really good. I particularly liked the part where you said when you got anxious when you went to this strange car park and you prayed and you gave it to God and he blessed you the next day. So it's amazing, we get anxious about things and we give to God and he'll bless us for it. We don't actually realise at the time, but he actually does bless us when we give over our anxiety and all those fear things and all that sort of stuff. So thank you for that. That was a really good message. It's very good. Well, thanks, Jane. Okay, we're going to go into a bit more worship, and I'm sure if anyone wants prayers, it's still available. If you'd like to come up and receive some prayer, I'm sure June would be happy to pray. So we're going to carry on with another three worship songs, or two, three. Yep, good on you. Thank you.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus.